Chris, this is Lisa. She has a couple words to say to you.
Merry Christmas.
This is Sunday, Chris, and Todd and Pat and Lisa came over, and we tried to get this tape going on the B side. Your father worked the first side. On the B side, I couldn't get it to the red button can go down for record, you know, to record, rather. So I don't know, Todd, he has a little more patience than your father, so he fooled around when he finally found out that there was a little piece of plastic missing at the top. Now, you'll notice this on this tape, so be careful when you're running this number two side, or the B side. See, it's all right on the other side. It's got this little piece of plastic on that, but this hasn't. So I hope it doesn't fall off or lose it, but I'll give you a little note in the box before you use the tape, so you'll know to be careful with it anyhow. So anyhow, it's a kind of cold, rainy day, rain and snow and mixture, but we don't have any snow on the ground. It's still as clear. It snowed the other day and froze up a little bit, but it melted, so it's not too bad. For the first week of December, the weather has been fairly good. We can't complain. We got your letter the other day. Got your letter a couple days ago. Bawling your mother out, eh? Oh, you rascal, you. Well, your dad, we got a projector for your slides. I said, we have quite a few slides, but, you know, you can only, we showed them three times already. You can look at them again. I don't know, Gail has a role here. She didn't take too many. I don't even know what she took. Not on her trip to Atlanta. Some other nonsense. But it's pretty nice. You can really see all your pimples now on this thing and your, let's say we got some, you know, from Livonia yet when you were little tot, and we have one of you when you're tiny, and then the next slide to show you in your uniform. Really, oh gosh, you're like a big cow now compared to what you used to be. But otherwise, everything here is okie-doke, getting along. Your dad's keeping busy and sleeps every evening, so he keeps out of trouble. And, say, that's quite a menu you have for Thanksgiving. God, you had better than we did, for land's sakes. Hey, one thing you can complain is you're softening the food. Gee, because to me, that was a fine selection of foods there. Well, I told you in the note that I sent you, went over to Todd, and just the five of us with Lisa there, and that's about all. You know, turkey and the usual little things. And not the softening you had. Gosh, you really had it. I'm wondering if you got any of the packages I send you. The one I send here from home. But the other one is coming from the company I ordered it from, so probably get that. Maybe get that one a little earlier. I don't know. But you sure got your glasses fast enough, didn't you? For a couple of two or three days or something like that? Of course, the package I sent out to you was sent the same day, but, you know, since it weighed, you know, a little bit of weight, of course, it takes longer because those other packages I sent took, about 2 weeks to get there. So this might take three. So it isn't there yet. Probably within by the next weekend, you should have it there. I imagine you will anyhow. I guess for Christmas Eve, we're supposed to go over to Dale's for a couple hours. He's having everyone there. I don't know how. He lives in a tiny 2x4 house. You know, it's real small, so I don't know. Just for a couple hours. You know how your dad is about that anyhow. I was going to have them over here, but, they're going to do it. Fine. I don't care. It all involves a lot of work, you know, and fussing around. Of course, you know, Christmas won't be the same this year without you here, and even the possibility of you not being home next Christmas, right? Or have you heard anything more about early discharge? Or that's just a lot of talk, you know, there's a lot of talk. Did you read how this new draft lottery works? Of course, you might have been called up if you were 19 now, too, because you're pretty, your birth date was about the middle of the second bunch of numbers, so I wonder how many of your old friends from school will be calling. Well, quite a few, probably, right? It's about 2:45 here. This is Monday. This is the next day. And I'm waiting for Gail to get home so we can run up the store. Yeah, I'm waiting for the first day. It's icy out. See if your dad lets her take the car out that morning. He probably won't. He'll probably drive her down in the morning and tell her to get home by bus, because the bus does go up there, you know, on Southfield. So I haven't even come to that situation yet, but he's got snow tires for it, which he probably told you, and I don't know. Well, she drives okay. She takes me out to Northland or Dearborn or someplace, you know. And she'd be spinning those wheels all the time, too, if we let her, just like her brother, like that big brother of hers, same darn thing. You were always running up to do correspondence, and I said, I don't think you've ever really finished it, have you, or did you? She always finds an excuse to go up to the drugstore for some ridiculous, for a pad of paper. She's got pads of paper down here, or filing cards. You have a pack of them down in the drawer. Any excuse, but she, I think she's getting over this driving just a little bit now. And it's about time. At first it was a little bit, you know, just every time she thought of it, I said, get out there and walk a little bit. It's better for your body than ride. Even like your dad, all he does is, he doesn't get any physical exercise. When he does something, it tires him out. Like yesterday, you know, that trim down the basement, he never did finish that down at the floor, you know, painting it. He finally did part of it, first part of the spring, I think. So now he was working around where your hi-fi junk is and through there and finally finished that up. Oh, boy, this morning his legs are crippled up. He's not used to doing that type of a thing. And he tried to fix a faucet downstairs. The hot water doesn't come out fast enough. He never did figure it out. I don't know what's wrong with it. And he went up to the hardware store, you know, in the store window in Gail's room. I opened it up one day and it fell. I guess the hook above isn't tight enough. And it broke one of the panes, so he took it up to Joe's, and Joe was talking to him. I guess Ray is he back here into Virginia already. He's supposed to teach. And did he get to see you in Guam? Joe thought maybe he got to see you there, because he stopped there to look for you, and you were supposedly in town or something, so I don't know. I told him, I said, well, you didn't write me anything about it if you did see him or not, but he stopped there to see you, and I don't know if he made any contact with you or not. Last Saturday, let's see, a week ago, we went over to Mary and Jerry's for dinner, chit-chat, and we tried to run these slides off on that we had on his projector. Well, ours is that rotary, that carousel type of thing. You know, they're circular drum-like, and his is just you set the long box into this machine. Well, he had them all upside down. The kids are trying to set them in there right, and yeah, I guess he had a few too many under his belt, and he didn't know what he's doing. Oh, gosh, I'm telling you. This one where it shows a seaplane with a number on it was a 263. He kept putting that thing into the projector, and he kept getting it backwards, and he was determined. It made no importance about the number. You could see the plane, you know, it was just reversed. He was determined he was going to get that thing in there right and show that number properly. Honestly, it was really something. Your dad was half asleep. So so we really didn't get to see them there until we, you know, got this one of ours here. So, comical. You know, he's a nut anyhow when he gets a couple under his belt. He's building himself a wine cellar down there. He's all enthused about French wines, real, you know, good wines. So he's something else, isn't he? He's a fuss budget. And Karen, she's getting married this June, as I wrote you in the letter, and she's graduating from college, and I guess he's graduating from college, too. So at least they both have their education and have something, some kind of a background to work with. And Arthur, he's teaching now, but his deferment is up in June, so I don't know if they'll take him. But like Mary says, that he's got such a poor eye, she doubts if they would. I said, well, during the big war, I said, they took anything that moved. They took guys that had things wrong with them that they couldn't even pass physicals for other things, but I guess at that time, they were taking anything and everything. Have you been writing to Mr. Taylor lately? I haven't seen him. I see his car go by, but I haven't talked to him. I guess he didn't feel too well last winter, and he's kind of slowed up this year. Oh, this man's getting old, you know. He's getting older. And what else is new here? Oh, nothing. Everybody's about the same. And you don't see much of anyone in the wintertime. In the summertime or spring, you see people out, you know. And Larry across the street, well, of course, he's still at the Air Force Academy, and he has another 2 years there, and they want him to take a graduate course in something. Oh, in piloting, I think. And, but when he graduates in 2 years from the academy, he has to stay in for 5 years, into the service for 5 years. So that's, pretty a stretch. Of course, he's getting a terrific education. This summer, he took a special course in glider training, which I guess he likes planes. So this probably he intends to make it for pretty much of a career if possible. Talk about things being sent out, like you have some of your scuba gear and your tapes out there. His mother and dad sent his drums out there to him because he thought he'd be playing them. They thought they'd form a band. He never did use them. Can you imagine shipping a set of drums out? Oh, gosh, that's really silly. I'm telling you, kids nowadays, what they don't think of.
Hi, Chris. This is your sister, Gail. Yeah, I came back from Atlanta, Georgia last Sunday, a week from last Sunday. And we took off, it was on a Wednesday, the 26th. We took off about 10 after 8. It was pretty good going up. And we had a, when we got near Atlanta, we had a circle about 20 to 30 minutes because of, couldn't see the airport. It would help, you know. We got down, and we took a taxi to the Regency Hyatt House, where we were supposed to stay. When we got there, the room clerk told us that the convention was changed to the Sheraton Biltmore. That was pretty bad, because we, you know, thought it would be really nice to stay at the Regency House with the glass elevators and the red carpeting and everything. So we got settled in our rooms, and then we had to go downstairs to the ballroom to register and things like this. And the people that went with two guys in student government, me, and we needed one more girl to go. And all the girls in student government couldn't go. So I called my girlfriend Beth at 9 o'clock at night and told her she was going to Atlanta, Georgia. So she went, and his mother, Kiki Boeing. So we got there and we got settled and everything. Then they had dinner. And they had this, was that a shrimp or crabs or something? And they were just looking at it because they didn't know how to eat it because it was all filled with ketchup and everything. Whatever, it was some kind of sauce. Then they had veal parmigiani. And I didn't even eat it because it looked sick. So I didn't eat that. And then they had general business meetings and regional meetings and every kind of other meetings you can think of. And Thursday was Thanksgiving, so we watched the parade on television. Oh, and by the way, there were 900 males and 35 females. So, I don't know. And so Thursday, everyone was all ready for turkey and everything. So we got down to dinner and had turkey roll. It wasn't very good compared to your menu you had. And so, Friday, we had some more meetings. Since my birthday, we had a party. And we had, have you ever heard of the, well, we had a party and a bunch of people and everything. So Saturday, I'm coming to that, it's Saturday. On Saturday, they had, it was entertainment. I am. And so, that night they had entertainment and they had Neil Diamond and the Platters and all these people like this, you know. It was really good though. And, that day, four of us went to Underground Atlanta, that's where the Civil War was. That's where the Civil War took place, and they had all the old buildings and things like this, and went shopping, and it's a pretty nice place. I really wouldn't like to live here. I mean, it's nice. We didn't get a chance to see very much of it. So on Sunday, we had to leave. We were going to stay another day, but one of the guys was in the National Guard, and he had a meeting he had to go to where he'd be drafted. So we decided we'd better go back, and so we took off in the... And we had to wait an hour. No, we had to wait about half an hour because of the meals were all screwed up, so we didn't get any food on it except Cokes or ginger ale, whatever you want. And on Saturday night, have you ever heard of the Cincinnati Royals basketball team? Well, we met them on the elevator, and so they came to the party. Cincinnati Royals and Oscar Robinson, he's the leading pointer in the National League or something like this. And Irwin Corey was there. Professor Irwin Corey, he's one with the big tennis shoes and wild hair, you know, and dirty mouth. And so we took off in the my back was pretty bad. Well, and let me think. Oh, and then December 27th, 28th, and 9th, we're having a small conference at the Dearborn Inn with some of the schools that, were at the convention. And we're going to take them on a tour of Greenfield Village, too. And we're going to take them on a tour of, well, here we're going to take them on a tour of Greenfield Village. So that'd be pretty good. Because one of the people who's going to be at the convention, he works there. So we thought it'd be good. You forget it. And, I got a B on a geography quiz.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited to tell you. And we're having a big formal dance. I'm not going. I'm on the committee. But I'm not going. The other girl on the committee is not going either. So, unless somebody asks me within 4 days.
Oh,
yeah, so, well, the car's running pretty good, I guess, for winter, and I forgot to close the garage door. And I go outside at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, I go like night and close the garage door. I don't care. Give me some fresh air. Get some fresh air. And, well, the tape's almost running out. She'll be out in a few minutes. Now, the convention, you met all these different people from different states, from California, Florida, Alaska, Hawaii. There's none from Hawaii. New York, the New York accents, and Southern accents, and people from Michigan, and every place you can think of. And
she's got her eye on a night clerk there.
Ha 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 ha. I see he's a night clerk. Room clerk.
Room clerk, oh, that's worse.
He's in England.
Yeah.
London, England.
Yeah.
Well, we. And, you gonna say anything?
Okay, this is just about through, kiddo. She's sitting here in her slipping bra on, half nude, showing her big legs and her pimple face. Kelsey, now it's gotta pull the garage door down. You don't want it. She's too lazy. She's not strong enough to pull this stupid thing down. She's a weakling, 10-pound weakling.